Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji, 104.1 FM KMOX. Gas House Gang is at 12 o'clock today. It's an Ollie Marmol day. He will join the show for the first 30 minutes or so, taking questions from all of us and from you. So we hope you'll be listening to that. Well, there's been some uncertainty that's happened in the Middle East with the bombings and then the United States getting involved in a lot of people feeling like we were right on the verge of entering a conflict for ourselves, and that hasn't happened, but it could happen. You never really know. And so with all of the uncertainty, Dave Simons, partner and managing director at One Private Wealth, joins the show today. Dave, how are you, first of all?
Surviving the heat, doing well. How about you guys?
It's gross out there.
You know what they say, yes. Dave, hydrate or dihydrate. That's what they say.
Nobody says that but Amy.
Well, there's also something called the dreadmill machine, otherwise known as a treadmill. Yeah. So, yeah, I ran on that yesterday. Not the happiest camper, but sometimes you just have to do it.
So, Dave, when a conflict like this is happening, and we don't know what our involvement is going to be, and people can say, well, it's all calmed down now, we're fine. But there's always that possibility that it does get out of control and, you know, we have to enter into something greater. If you're investing, everybody, I guess most people are, a lot are investing. What do you do during a time like this?
Well, it's reasonable to be concerned. You know, let me take you back a couple of weeks. If you had your crystal ball and it's June 12th and somehow you were able to discern that the very next day Israel was going to pull off this audacious surprise attack on various cities in Iran and take out some nuclear facilities, kill some military generals and nuclear scientists, and you say, whoa, I'm sure oil is going to spike and that may not be good for the stock market. Whoa, is this World War III? Oh, and let me add one more thing. A week later, the U.S. will get actively involved. We're the only country in the world that had the capability of having those bunker busting bombs. And then when you add on that, you'd say, okay, it's not a matter did stocks go down, but how much? And yet here we are. Stocks are higher since June 12th. They're even nicely higher in the two trading days since we got involved, Monday and Tuesday, a big rally today, and oil has gone down. So it's proof of one thing that we talked about just last week. You cannot ever use geopolitics to determine how you should be invested, because it seems counterintuitive. It doesn't seem real, but think about this. Is what's happening in the Middle East as serious of a situation as it is? Does it prevent anyone from wanting to go out and buy or upgrade their iPhone? Does it keep anyone from going to Home Depot and looking at that renovation they want to do for the kitchen? Is it going to stop a family with their summer vacation to Disney World? And the answer is no. And remember, that's what stocks really look like or look at is economic conditions, particularly here in the U.S. Now, I will add one more thing. One of the main reasons the market's rallying here and oil's going up is because of this potential ceasefire. But Chris, to your point, if things do get more serious and this is not just a one and done and, hey, okay, it's over, and we get involved in something longer and deeper, the market won't like that. It's not going to crash, but the upside will be very limited.
What happened to the market, if you can recall, when the U.S. got involved in the Gulf War, like Kuwait 35 years ago?
Yeah, it actually went up again. So here's what happened. When Saddam invaded Kuwait, the market did go down. Not a ton. We didn't even enter bear market territory, but there was a correction, and then it stayed down there. When we invaded, the very day the market rallied. Isn't that interesting? Mm. And so there's an old axiom in the market. It's that you buy on the rumor and sell on the news. Well, the opposite is also true. You can sell on the rumor and buy on the news. And that's what happens a lot of time where you don't know what's going to go on. There's a lot of uncertainty. Wall Street hates uncertainty. Just even if it's bad news, give us the bad news and we can trade on that. So when we actually invaded, when H.W. Bush and you know our troops went in and we pushed Saddam back into Baghdad, the market said, okay, now we know. And then it ended very quickly and the market rallied the rest of that year.
Dave Simons, partner and managing director, One Private Wealth, is with us on KMOX. So because everything is so volatile around the world, and I think a lot of people are always nervous, forget about what's happening in the Middle East at the moment. But we have been for many, many months talking about the possibility of a recession happening. There hasn't been a lot of discussion about that lately. Does that mean we are in the clear on it?
No, not at all. And that's another great point. You know, there's an ongoing debate. Should the Fed be cutting rates? And for the longest time, I said, no, the economy is doing just fine. And I think as long as the unemployment rate stays low and consumers are still spending, I think the Fed should be very patient. Well, now it's time. And I think at the Fed at their next meeting is not going to lower rates. If I had a vote, I would say yes. And here's why. Typically, you look at inflation, stated inflation, depending on how you look at it, is in the upper twos. Let's call it close to 3%. The yield on the 10-year U.S. Treasury bond is, it's very similar to the Fed funds rate that the Fed controls, is between 4.25 to 4.5. So keep that in mind. We're talking about roughly a 1.5% difference between what inflation is and what the Fed controls rates. Those should be a little tighter. So that gives the Fed cover to bring that down. And I'll add one more thing, and I think we've probably talked about this before. My concern about tariffs is that it could prove to be inflationary. I have since changed my mind on that. The more research that I do, the more I believe that even if, first of all, we're not going to get the most draconian tariffs, in my opinion, that Trump first unveiled on Liberation Day. I think that's over. I think he learned a lesson because the markets were crashing. Not going to go there. But if we just do, if we keep the 10% above, you will see some prices go up. But I think we're already seeing some companies eat that a little bit. And if anything, you know what the best solution to high prices is? High prices. So people say, well, I can't afford that anymore. And so you'll see discretionary prices not be raised that much. So I think the Fed would be okay to start lowering rates. I don't always agree with President Trump. I will leave it at that. But here's one of the things that I do agree with him on. I just don't call Jay Powell names.
And we've always respected you for that, Dave.
Yes, yeah, you're welcome.
I think you should give it a shot. See how it feels.
Well, you know, that would give me more hits, I think. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yes. Well, Dave is talking of what affects the market and what doesn't. How would the big, beautiful bill affect things?
Yeah, that's the other big thing that we're looking at here. You know, I don't know that it would actually be a game changer right away. I think that there are some positives, and that to me, the biggest thing is extending the so-called Trump tax cuts. I think that that's very, very good for the economy. But longer term, man, I cannot get away from the idea that our federal debt is now at $37 trillion and growing. And the deficit every year, we keep adding trillions. And this big, beautiful bill, if nothing really changes, it's going to continue that. There are some people who will argue, no, what this is going to do, because of the lower tax cuts are going to stay in place for a while, it's going to spur economic growth, and that we'll get more money into the coffers. I don't buy that. I believe that the way the bill is set up is we will continue to add to that debt load. I have never been one that has jumped on that bandwagon for years and decades to say, oh my goodness, this is terrible for the economy. I've said no, because based on a percentage of our GDP, this country can handle that kind of debt. We are now, unfortunately, getting closer to the point of no return. I changed my mind late last year on that once we saw that the interest that we're paying on our debt is more than what we pay entirely in our defense budget. And history, and I've read a book about this, history shows that when countries reach that level, they run into major economic issues. It's not something that's going to happen tomorrow or the next day. But I think down the road, we're going to face some real problems in this country and how to pay our bills. And I'll just put that out there. It's probably a common theme that we'll continue to talk about for some time.
Okay, so what happens then?
Yeah.
Are we all dead?
What happens then, or what do we do now?
Yeah, what do we do?
Well, so I think what you're going to see is, not to get too much into the weeds, but there's something called the bond vigilantes. The bond market is the strongest financial market in the world. And once people decide, I don't want to own U.S. treasuries anymore because your fiscal house is in such disarray, I don't trust United States of America that you're going to be able to pay the interest down the road. So I don't want to own your bonds. That'll push yields up, and then we've got some problems. Look, that doesn't mean the U.S. economy is collapsing, but it does mean little to no growth for years. It does mean a cut, and I hate to even say it, I'm glad I'm not trying to make the decisions here. There will have to be changes in Social Security. No politician wants to touch it, but that is inevitable. I will say anyone who is my age, hate to say it, 63 or over, and I would even say 55 and over, don't worry. Nobody is cutting your Social Security. You're grandfathered in. I want to make sure everybody of that age who's taking Social Security hears that, because they're so concerned that their benefits are going to be cut. That is not going to happen. Everybody else, your future benefits will likely be affected. That's coming down the road. So as long as you get that done and the dirty work is done, our economy, guys, can do okay. But if we refuse to address it, then we'll have a weak economy. Unemployment will rise, and we could have not the Great Depression, but like a 1970 style stagflation event.
Yeah, Dave, I know when we're talking about the deficit, people can talk all they want about Doge, but until you talk about like Social Security or people talk about Medicare and Medicaid, we can't cut our debt that we have. We can't cut the deficit. And so, but it's a really, really, you use the word dirty work. Like, that's such a great way to phrase it. This is not my proposition, but there was a political podcast and people were saying, how do we handle this? And they said, a lot of younger generations have been told for years, you're not going to get Social Security. I mean, I was told it, and I'm a millennial. Yeah, yeah. So right. Would it be possible that if you do have to cut Social Security, you don't touch it for any of the older generations? Maybe you trim it down for millennials, but it really is like Gen Beta, the youngest, where we just are like, okay, guys, it's going to be way cut back or you're not going to get any. Like, isn't that the only way to cut it, is to cut it for a generation that's maybe 2 years old right now?
Yeah. And Amy, I don't even think that you have to go that far. I think what you could do is say, look, full retirement age, for me to collect my full Social Security benefits is the age of 67. Okay. And that's the highest. That's even for people a little bit younger than me at 67. What you could do for your age and generation is say, okay, we're moving that up to 70. You can still take Social Security early, but it's going to be, you know, a much reduced number. For your full benefits, it's 70. That would help. But I'll tell you the biggest thing for me, you know how you pay your FICA taxes. You look at your paycheck, you paid your federal taxes, your state taxes, and oh, there's this little FICA over there. That's your Social Security. Well, it's capped. And I forget the latest number. It's about $170,000, which means somebody, some athlete making $10 million a year is only paying Social Security tax up to that $170,000. The guy who's making $170,000, every dollar that he makes, why not raise the cap? And I'm blessed to say that I'm above that number. And so I look, I'm saying I will sacrifice. I will do that. And I think a lot of other people would say, yeah, let's raise that cap. And I've crunched the numbers and I've seen white papers on that. If you raise it even to like $1 million, do you know that the Social Security gap is pretty much solved? It's unbelievable why they can't consider that. But that gets back, and I'll make this one final point here on this. I have really called out all of my fellow Americans, and I'll do the same for myself too. Look in the mirror. We all complain at our politicians. They won't do this dirty work that's required to do the hard work needed to cut down all the federal spending. Okay, great. Why don't the politicians do it? Because we vote them out of office. Why? Well, we want you to cut that guy's program. We want you to cut their Social Security, but not mine. So everyone talks a big game, but when we look in the mirror and say, but don't bother me, this has to be a collected sacrifice as Americans for the long-term viability of our economy to all say, like for me, raise the FICA level, do something like that. You, the program that you're on, we're going to freeze. We're not going to cut your benefits. We're going to freeze your benefits. I'm telling you, with the right solutions, we can do this. But I think we're going to wait to the last second. That's a problem because no one wants to do it today.
Yeah, we'll wait until we absolutely have no choice.
And that's this exactly what's going to happen.
This is a country, and we're not the only one like this, but we are really only concerned about the short term always. Always.
That's right.
It is about short term. Always.
That's the political landscape. Yep. And we will vote people out who so we'll tell them, hey, we need you to solve this federal debt problem. I don't want to pass all this debt on to my grandkids. All right. We're going to affect the programs that you get right now. Oh, I'm voting you out of office then. Yeah. Doesn't work that way.
Dave Simons, we appreciate the information. Let's do it again next Tuesday at 10 o'clock.
Love to do it. Thanks for having me on as always, guys.
Dave Simons, partner and managing director at One Private Wealth, with us on KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews,
all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Amy, I just wanted to say, Fred X, I'm sorry, Ronj. Just saying, period.
Yeah, thank you for feeling my pain, because
thank you,
that's
Dan,
what I deal with.
From Granite City, I have a hard disagreement. And I know you're from Granite City, so you got to be on Ronji's side. But Fred X, Federal Express, is so good. It's insanely good. I think FedEx would have been more successful.
You're talking about the CEO of FedEx who's
Fred
passed
Smith.
Away.
Fred Smith founded FedEx in, what did I say, the 70s? And his name is Fred. And he called it FedEx
FedEx. But you, at the time in the 70s, you're not trying to be cute. You're trying to sound official.
He would have been
what sounds more official than Federal Express?
Federal Express.
No, that sounds like a bad idea.
Speaking of bad ideas, I did want to give you guys an update. Do you know how I've been talking about how many meatballs I have in my bag?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So I've been living on meatballs, chicken meatballs. They're so good. Trader Joe's, greatest store in the universe next to Costco. Trader Joe's and Costco are the two greatest stores in the universe. So I've been eating a lot of meatballs lately, and it's been really hot out. And I run outside. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this weekend I was like, oh my gosh, I smell so bad. I'm just so hot. I stink. I stink terribly.
Yeah, you stink.
Then the other day, a couple days ago, I smelled terrible.
Yeah, you do.
Last night, went for a run on Grant's Trail, by the way, Great Rivers Greenway. Shout out to them for being amazing. So on Grant's Trail, and I'm running, I get back home, I just smell terrible, and I realize, what is that smell? Guys, I'm sweating out the meatball spices.
I'll see you. Okay.
I smell like stinky meatballs when I run. Do you know how, it's awful. It's so offensive. And my towel, because I have a sweat towel, because I'm so gross.
You're disgusting.
I know. And I like have the sweat towel around me. My sweat towel smells like meatballs, old meatballs. I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do with you either. You're gross. You gross me out. You're disgusting.
No, I think I've eaten so many meatballs that I'm turning into a meatball.
Do you know what kind of person eats meatballs at 8 a.m.?
A person who needs protein.
That's what you do. You come in here and you eat dinner for breakfast.
First of all, I've lived a lifetime since I've come.
I didn't tell you to do that.
Show up at work. Live
a normal lifetime.
Listen, I've lived a lifetime by the time it hits 8 a.m. and I'm hungry. And protein is good for you.
Not those meatballs.
It was an especially strong meatball batch.
You are one step away from cooking fish.
Not my fault. The meatballs, I think it was a mess up.
Because you always pick something very loud to eat and something that smells
bad. We're
talking about not being offensive in the office by not wearing shorts.
Yeah.
You're also supposed to not be offensive in the office by not eating food like you do.
Crunchy, yes. It has never smelled bad until this particular batch of meatballs, which is, I think, extra pungent. But anyway, now I smell like a meatball, and when I sweat, I have meatball BO.
Okay. You're disgusting.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm just being honest.
That is Amy Marks-Kors. I'm Chris Ronji. developments on radiation exposure compensation here in the St. Louis area. You know the nonprofit group Just Moms STL. We've been talking about them and to them for many, many years now. Dawn Chapman, the co-founder, joins us next on KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, we continue to follow the story of the West Lake Landfill and Coldwater Creek and those living in that area who have been exposed to radiation because of the radioactive material that was dumped there. Senator Josh Hawley has been leading the crusade to compensate victims of the nuclear radiation exposure. And some things are moving forward in the final version of the big, beautiful bill that could help compensate people who have suffered from illnesses, suffered family members' death from that radiation. And to give us more information on where we stand, what this means for those, especially in our area, is Dawn Chapman, co-founder of Just Moms STL. That is the nonprofit group that's combating radioactive waste from the Manhattan Project in St. Louis. And Dawn, thank you for joining us today.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing okay, and want to know how you're doing because the latest update on RECA, which is the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act, is that it is right now moving forward. It passes the quote unquote birdbath in the Senate and may be included in the final version of the big, beautiful bill. What do people need to know about this?
So I think the first thing is we're closer now than we've ever been before with getting Missouri included in this much needed life-saving legislation that will have a tremendous impact on the St. Louis region. And we survived a very difficult process in the Senate that a lot of things don't survive. So we're feeling extremely hopeful and ready to tackle it once it gets in the House. But this will bring so much relief to people who are both sick from exposures and who have also lost people to exposures, as well as covering medical bills. This is going to save lives.
So in terms of the actual money or compensation benefits involved, as you understand it, what will specifically be included?
So if you have lost a relative or someone from exposures with the type of cancer that is covered under this program and they lived in any of the zip codes, that's a survivor benefit of $25,000. If you yourself are sick or someone you love is currently sick and battling one of the illnesses covered, that is $50,000 worth of compensation, or you can choose to have all your medical bills for that illness reimbursed. So this will give people the chance to fight and seek the medical treatment they need. And it will also help those that have lost loved ones that have incurred significant debt, debt from that loss.
Yeah, and so if people aren't familiar, RICA isn't a new law or new concept. It first came into effect in 1990. It did cover those exposed to nuclear weapons testing during the Cold War, but that was focused on Utah, Nevada, Arizona, and some other areas. Senator Josh Hawley is pushing to expand RICA to help people in Missouri, as you mentioned. I'll go ahead and read his quote, Don, because I do think it gets to the point. He said, "This isn't an act of God. This isn't a freak of nature. This is the federal government dumped nuclear radiation and nuclear toxins into our soil, into our water in Missouri. It's still there." And then he said, "With RICA, you're going to get your health care bills covered. I mean, it's just that simple." He's saying the government created this problem. They need to help the people who've been hurt by it.
That's absolutely true. And, you know, you're right. This legislation was introduced by Orrin Hatch in the 1990s. We always should have been included in this legislation. It's just nobody knew the role that St. Louis and Missouri played in the Manhattan Project. So Senator Hawley has had to go around and educate to a very extensive state all these different elected officials and why Missouri should be included and, frankly, why we were left out.
Yeah, which is kind of crazy because we were ground zero for the testing, or at least, you know, creating, I should say, the materials. It's insane to me that we were left out.
The look, Amy, the look on these elected officials, these senators, these House members' faces, when you point that out and you show them our documents, their jaws just drop. And they're like, how did that happen? How is it you all got left out of the narrative? And, you know, we respond back with, that's a very good question, but rather, could you just help us get added to the narrative now?
Yeah.
Dawn, I feel like we have talked about this in the past. I'm not sure if we have, but there are some implications for people who live on the Metro East side as well, right? Because there was some material from that Manhattan Project that made its way just across the river too.
So that is correct. And one thing to remember with RICA is an apology by the federal government for doing this, and then compensation from the federal government because they caused the waste. Some of our friends on the other side of the river, there were some other commercial entities involved. And I would say this, there's a lot of communities that still need to be added to RICA Sure, but they also have a tough decision because, unlike us, they have others responsible. And they'll have to decide whether they want RICA or whether they would chance going through other types of litigation and potentially get more money. But if you get RICA, you can't do both. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that is a tough decision for a community to make. But on this side, for the St. Louis region here, for Coldwater Creek, Westlake, Weldon Springs, St. Charles, we don't have that option. The federal government is the one who poisoned us. And so they are who are responsible for making us whole.
Dawn, this goes back to December, so I apologize for bringing up a little bit older news, but you mentioned how Senator Josh Hawley has been fighting to include Missouri in RICA, and back in December, he was blaming Speaker Mike Johnson for the exclusion of reauthorizing RICA from a 1,500-page bill. He said that Johnson personally killed a bipartisan bicameral expansion plus spending cap RICA deal. It was him alone. That's what Hawley said. So is that just like one obstacle where he tries to push it forward, it gets bipartisan support, and then one person stops it? And if so, why? Why did it happen like that just a few months ago?
So that's a very good question. And our understanding is, you know, when they were working on the bill this past December, that they didn't want any of this extra stuff in it. And this was one of the extra things that was going to cost a little bit extra money. And that's the reason he personally killed it, even though we had more support than we've ever had. And so I think that, you know, it's a real hard balance right now. And it's the same with this bill for spending money versus balancing the deficit. But at the same time, you know, my response is, you know, America always does well when it invests in its own people. And that's what this is. It's an investment, and it's a chance to save these lives. And then these people go on to continue to work and live and give to the economy. And so this bill in many ways does pay for itself.
Dawn, this, as you said, it's got the support in the Senate. Then it will, there will be, I'm sure, some sort of House fight. There always is one there. What do you envision that is going to look like?
So one thing that we're doing is we're watching the House members on formerly Twitter, X, and trying to gauge whether or not they're going to fight this bill or whether or not they're sending all the things that they want fixed over to the Senate for the senators to fix it so that it, when it gets to them, they're ready to vote. And we're hearing that July 4th is the deadline that they that the president wants to sign this. So honestly, we're hoping that there's not the fight in the House that there usually is. But to your point, who knows? But we're ready for it. We're on standby to fly to D.C. if we need to, at a moment's notice, to get in front of people and really educate them, because that's what we do. It comes down to, is there somebody that's going to not want this in that doesn't understand why it needs to be, that we can get in front of and say, hey, let us show you the health studies, the data, the cancer rates, and explain why this should survive.
So are there people now that you feel like you might have to get in front of?
You know, there isn't anyone we know of. I think we've been in front of everybody. I think that's the good news. But is there a one or two from a state that's way far away? I guess that could always happen. But again, so much hard work that we're doing right now is getting those documents ready, getting the health studies, getting everything we need so that at a moment's notice, we could print them or shoot off an email, or Senator Hawley's office could go over and say, look at this study. Let me explain something. You know, that's where at a moment's notice, you have to be ready to back up why we should be included and set that record and that narrative straight. So I think we're there. We've spent a lot of time prepping. So let's hope we don't have to use it, though.
Dawn, we were talking about RECA and the compensation for people who have been sick, who have lost loved ones because of the radioactive contamination. And I know the cleanup is ongoing. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think they're looking at an end date of 2038 for the cleanup around Coldwater Creek. Is that correct? And are you happy with where they're at as far as the cleanup, the process, and the attention being paid to that?
I think my answer would be I wish that were correct, but I don't think so. I think you're now probably looking at the end of 2050. Because of how much more they're finding. And no, I'm not happy. They need to expedite this. I wish they would treat Coldwater Creek like they would if this were an emergency oil spill, right? And just get a very large team out there tomorrow and start getting it. And then, you know, in a year and a half, 2 years, have gotten what they can. That's instead of this small team that's constantly moving and taking a long time, just call in a big team.
That seems simple enough, right? Just get a lot of people on it and go to work.
It does. And I think that I think we're trying to hold both, right? We're trying to push for RECA, but we're also trying to get that done as well. I think that the most recent development with this, with homes needing to be bought out and then destroyed, right, and people relocated, could very well be the thing that gets that to happen. But that's, I think, what I would like to see. And, you know, because we still have exposures until they're finished cleaning this up. So if that's 2050, that's how many more years of potential exposure?
We're talking 25 years, man. That is such a long time. So what do people listening, what can they do to help?
So the biggest thing that you can do right now is to reach out to your senators and explain and really encourage them to continue to push for this life-saving legislation. The other thing is you can follow us on JustMomsSTL.com or JustMomsSTL Facebook, Westlake Landfill Facebook, because there's going to be more meetings about the cleanup of North County and Westlake Landfill, and you really need to be at these meetings. We'll do the best we can to make it so that you can participate from your home by video, but you need to participate in this process because it's the only way we're going to get these things cleaned up and expedited.
Dawn, thank you so much again for joining us. Keep us posted on what develops.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dawn Chapman, co-founder of Just Moms STL. So yeah, I mean, it's, I guess they've taken a pretty big step forward here. Hopefully, yeah. Once it gets to the House, there isn't a massive fight. And we had a texter who wanted to know, they were trying to look up RECA, and they couldn't find it, and they wanted to know how it was spelled. And it is RECA, for Radiation Exposure Compensation Act. So that's what we are talking about here.
Yes. And in case you were wondering, because I had to double check as well a few days ago when we talked about RECA passing the Byrd bath, that is for Senator Byrd years ago when it came to budget reconciliation. Mm-hmm. And you say, okay, is this extraneous material issues that needs to be cut, or can this fit under the budget reconciliation rule? And so that's what that is. Pass the Byrd bath.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji, we are glad you are with us today. 314-436-7900. Our phone number. You can also leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. With you until 12, then it's the Gas House Gang on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Half a teaspoon of baking soda to 8 ounces of water, morning or night. Drink it down. You won't have any more body odor.
I think that was directed to me.
What did she say to drink?
A half a teaspoon of baking soda and 8 ounces of water, but that sounds super salty. It also sounds like a recipe to throw up.
That doesn't sound right.
Half a teaspoon of baking soda. Can you?
You go, you could.
That seems like a lot of baking soda.
That's not that much.
Okay, you do it.
Well, I'm not the one who stinks like meatball.
I just need to lay off the meatballs.
There's another thing. Lay off the meatballs and the onions at 8 a.m.
We have someone on Twitter who said, well, welcome to the show with Chris Ranji and Amy the Meatball Mark Scores. That's rude.
Because you are...
It's meatballs Mark Scores.
It's multiple meatballs.
So many meatballs. Do you know one time? So you're running. I'm trying to eat protein. So I carry meatballs in my bag. I had a grilled chicken breast in my fanny pack one time. I walked around with chicken breast in my fanny pack.
Well.
I forgot about that until.
Was it raw?
No, it was grilled.
Oh, grilled.
So I grilled it, and I had a fanny pack. I didn't have a purse, and I put the chicken breast in my fanny pack, and occasionally I would unzip the fanny pack, pull out the chicken breast, take a few bites, and stick it back in the fanny pack. That is weird.
At least it wasn't, which I have told you about, my old roommate who had raw chicken in his bag, and he was eating it.
That's disgusting.
Raw. I watched
don't
him
do
eat
that.
It.
That is so dangerous.
I watched him eat a chicken leg.
So to be completely honest.
Completely raw.
Have you ever cut raw chicken?
Yes.
It's difficult.
Gross. Yeah, because it's a little chewy.
It's sinewy. It's chewy.
Right, right.
There is like fascia, like tissue.
There is fascia.
It would be difficult to eat a raw chicken breast.
It would be so disgusting. I watched him do it, though.
Matt is holding up a sign that says elk.
Yes, Matt. Let's get to this elk story. It's so important. Tell us about the elk,
Matt,
Amy.
Matt is very upset about the elk.
No, I can talk about raw chicken all day, but
Well, it's a sad story.
But what? Let's get to the elk.
Okay, you're going to be sad.
It's a dead elk.
An elk escaped from Grant's farm yesterday. Mm-hmm. They don't know how he escaped. And they euthanized him. They said he was so injured they had to euthanize
Dude,
the elk,
on,
which
man.
Is really sad.
This is not nice. Poor elk. The elk passed away. Tell me about the elk. They had to euthanize him.
I just told you about it. That's all. There aren't a lot of details.
What was the injury?
They didn't say.
Oh.
And to be honest, I watched the video of the elk on the outside. He was on the wrong side of the Grant's farm fence, and the cops were chasing after him. It was very dramatic, but it was super sad. The elk is beautiful. He's got this incredible horns. What do you call it?
Antlers. Horns. A bull has horns.
He does.
Speaking of a bull, we should check in on Clem. Remember Clem who got loose?
But it actually is really sad. I'm laughing because suddenly I'm nervous or something. But the elk escaped beautiful, beautiful antlers. And he looks like he's trying to get back into Grant's farm. But also he's walking around. He's not limping. I don't understand what was
Maybe
the injury
was,
and why did they have to euthanize him?
Did he get gored on a fence or something? Like, did he get sliced open?
Gored? Well, that's what I thought. Like, did he cut him on his neck or something? But it said he sustained a life-threatening injury. After consulting with our veterinarian, the decision was made to euthanize the animal.
Well, it is a sad story. So hopefully they figure out how that happened.
You know what's crazy is I was on Grant's trail yesterday. I didn't make it to Grant's farm. I turned around. But I was on Grant's trail yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
What if I saw the elk? What if I had...
You could have been gored by the elk.
I don't think so. I don't think elks gore.
You ever heard an elk do its...
mating call?
That... Ooh, that thing that it does? I don't know how to do it.
It's morning show routine.
Yeah. Whoa! Hey! Stubby and the elk. Whoa! 95.1. Oh. Dude, let me hear that again. That is horrific.
I think he's in trouble. That one.
That is horrific. Is that real? That's an elk.
That's an elk.
Why did your elk sound like a morning show?
That's all I can do. That's what they sound like. What's the like the goats? Goats now you've heard like rest in peace to the Grant's Farm elk.
That's actually really sad.
It is sad. They need to figure out how that happened.
I feel sad. And sometimes I laugh when I'm sad.
Oh, don't make excuses.
No, I do. Have you ever laughed at a sad thing? I have.
Of course.
Because you get nervous.
You know, Pedal the Cause is coming up and registration is about to close and you need to hurry up. David Dreyer, Executive Director of Pedal the Cause, with us next on KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.